Good morning and greetings in Jesus' precious name. This is Brother Ephraim on the Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. And before we start, I'd like to say that in the end of this recording, I'd like to give you a couple of numbers for Saturday morning Bible study. One is for a live Bible study at 7:30 a.m. And the other one is for a recorded message of Saturday morning Bible studies. And I realized it would have been better to leave it yesterday so that you could possibly listen in this morning. But if you have a pen or pencil ready at the end there, I'll give you those numbers. And in the future, you're very welcome to listen in and participate. Well, this morning, we are coming down to the end of our three-verse Bible study there in Ephesians chapter 5. Let me turn to that again and talk about it a little bit. We have, we yesterday talked about redeeming the time there in verse 16, and today we'll end with, because the days are evil. Well, I don't think I have to convince you much this morning that the days are evil in which we live in. I will say that there's been many other times and many other places that the evil was rampant. But it takes different forms. It manifests itself in different ways. And today, we don't face a lot of persecution. We have a government that is still pretty lenient towards Christians and still very reasonable. And we do have a lot of freedom. We have a lot of peace. We have a lot of prosperity. But even in our day, I don't have to tell you how rampant and how stupendously increased immorality is today from what it would have been 40, 50, 60 years ago in our grandparents' day. The easy access to it is causing many to stumble. The harlot and the whore and the adulterous woman are so easily accessible today, and many are falling. Many are falling. Many strong men have been slain by her, and many strong men are being slain by her. It is a great, sad epidemic. Drug use is at an all-time high. Alcoholism is high. Violence isn't so much out there in the streets, and people aren't killing each other left and right, although there seems to be quite a bit of it. But the violence that people have on television, the violence they have in video games, violence that young people are being fed. If violence really would break out someday, these people are so pumped up with it that it wouldn't take much for them to dive right in and start killing. Just something to think about. So, there is a lot of evil in our day. The Bible tells us to redeem the time. And there's some other verses that tell us how to relate to evil, how to combat evil, how to overcome evil. One is just over one chapter. There's a passage that speaks of, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And today is the evil day, not today only. There's evil has been rampant ever since the fall in the garden, thousands of years ago. But it does seem to be on an uprise. So if we're going to stand, my friend, we need to do this. We need to take upon ourselves the whole armor of God. Then stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. There's a lot of self-defense in these things, and those are extremely necessary. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith. So if we don't have faith, we're not going to stand. We're not going to be able to do these other things rightly. We're not going to be able to succeed without the true faith. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is who He said He is. Faith in our God to sustain us day after day and direct us in the right way and keep us from these deceptions in these last perilous times. There's one thing here that is given for the offense, that we can go forth and conquer. And I love this. These other things are for a defense, and they're extremely necessary. We need to protect ourselves from evil. But there's one thing here given to us, and that's the sword. Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We can, with the Word of God, go forth, and we can conquer. Hallelujah. Romans 12 gives us a couple very good verses in how to overcome evil. Romans 12:9, let love be without dissimulation or without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Well, we're not going to overcome evil unless we abhor it or unless we hate it with a deep hatred. If we kind of love evil, if we kind of love the idea of going out and feeding the flesh and doing what we feel like doing, what we want to do, hopefully we don't feel like doing and doing those things and wanting to do them, but if we do and we kind of like to go fulfill the lust of our flesh, we're not abhorring it at all. And we're in great danger of falling. Further down in the end of the chapter, Romans 12, there's another wonderful verse about evil and good. It says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, if we don't do anything, and the days are evil and there's evil all around, we're going to be overcome with evil if we just sit back and do nothing. There's no thing like overcoming while doing nothing. Nothing like that at all. But it does give us a way to overcome. And that is doing good. Go forth and do good. Be actively doing good. Be passionate about doing good. Doing good to others. Doing good and glorifying God. Doing good to yourself and praying and earnestly seeking after the Lord and drawing nigh to Him, humbling ourselves. There's a lot of evil, but there's so much good that we can be conquerors. We can be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus has taught us to pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So that's one of the things that we should be daily praying, that God would keep us from evil. Don't expect to be able to do it in your own strength. And another one in 1 Timothy 6:10, and this seems to me to be a big one in our day, is for the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't mean that every kind of evil always has a love of money behind it, but if we have the love of money, there's just no end to the evil that we get ourselves into. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Let's not get caught up in the love of money. in our day. Let's not get caught up in prosperity. Let's not get caught up in laying up treasure on this earth. Let's be willing to be among the poor and among the downcast and among those that do not have it made, so to speak, in this life where they have lots of money laid up. Let's be willing to not love money. And let's face it, if we don't love money, we're probably not going to have as much of it. That's okay. It's okay to be more like Peter. He said, silver and gold have I none. But he did have something to help the poor man. He had the Lord Jesus. And if we have Jesus, we certainly don't need a lot of money. Jesus is all we need. And he will help us. He will guide us. He will keep us from evil. He will save us. May his name be praised. And I would love to hear from you. Okay, first of all, if you want to leave a message, you can do so by pressing 099. And now I will give you those numbers for the Saturday morning Bible study. We do have a Saturday morning Bible study every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number for that is 218-862-1300. And the ID number, 525-819. Again, that was 218-862-1300, and the ID number 525-819. And then if you want to listen to recorded messages, call 641-715-3800, ID number 42517. Again, 641-715-3800, and the ID 42517. Now, if you would like to call me directly, I'd love to hear from you. My cell phone number is 717-406-6690. May God bless you. Look to him.